Okay, we're holding a Sif Yud. Sif Chav Gimel. And, Sif Chav Gimel. Okay. Tefillin Tzrichim Guf Naki. Tefillin need Guf Naki. Tzrichim Li Zoher Shloi Lafich Ben. Person has to be careful not to let gas. The Chalim Ayin, a Chalim Ayin, someone who's not, who has a stomach problem. I feel Ayin like Tzar, even if he's not in pain, put him in his film, he's put him in his film. And in certain cases, it's even awesome for him to be Machar. Because he can't watch himself, can't be careful. If he knows that, and if he knows the same thing, if he knows he can't hold himself back from letting out gas, so at least enough time to be able to put on the tefillin, so it's also a problem. So Mishani Yachalish Masatz, we've been a Kiyas Karoi. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Mipray Shani Yachalish Masatz, we've been a Kiyas Karoi. Vim Nirlai, however, if it will seem to him, Shi Yachalias Mikuf Nagib Shas Kriyishma Vitfilish Manasre, a Kriyishma and Shmon Esri, or at least Kriyishma. So then, Yanichem Az, you should put it on then. Right? You should put it on between Ahava and Kriyishma. He makes a bracha on it. And he reads with them Kriyishma, then he takes it off. Avashar Choyla, Imstayer Bacholyoi, Veidaitim Yeshevaslov, Mipnei Tzaroi, but other Choylim, if he's in Tzar, that he can't be Miyashiv his Das from it. So he's part of Bnei Shalas HaSich Daitemen. It's also going to be Masich Das from it. Vim Lav Chayiv. If not, then he's Chayiv. Over here, by Tzaroi, the Shmur brings down, Vim Roi Tzalach Malatz Vim Rashai. Even though he's part of. You take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Lam Chesif Yedalit, he says as follows, I feel Mitztayer Mipnei Tzina. Because he's very cold. He has a toothache. A tzar that comes by itself. Not a tzar that your mind is torrid, but a tzar. Right, a tzar which you are in control of it. Sad's coming because of a tzar of a loss in business or avelus rachman and son. So that's something you could lisamets. You could strengthen yourself and be mesiach das from it. But av a tzarim keelu, but a tzar like these, like a toothache or a pain in the body, where eif shel asiach chon midaiti kim mesiach das from it. So then he's pata from tefillin the zevi keesach das. However, if even in such a situation he could work on himself to Mesich Das from the Tzar, so then he's mechuyv to do that. And from all my days I haven't heard, lift the atzer min tefillin pnei zeh. V'oid the ikad din zayin imuvin. The mekoyre mei Rambam. V'yus v'leideh sechadas kibshutai. Right, we mentioned earlier that the machleik is rishonim. What's called asach das? So this is a Rambam. The Rambam is going to shitase. Avla tor v'shulchan aruch the svila the asach das have irak kalus roish. But according to the tor and shulchan aruch the asach das is kalus roish. Her style like a kalus roish. We said the get of kalus roish is to be oisik in something, which is a steer to the tefillin. Why is this a steer to the tefillin? That the answer is the tzar itself is not kalos reish, but it's easy to come to kalos reish. So again, you see Aruch HaShulchan also, he's been mechiach that just from tzar alone may not be enough of a reason to pat you. And like the Mishmur says, it's rasha for him to be machmir in such a situation, to put it on, even though he's bitter.
What was it in my toothaches and headaches?
The kitzes said, I mean, the shacharis says they yipater. See, that's dam yishev. But look at the end of chav gimel. Ve'in da'ed yishev slum b'nei tzar yipater b'nei sha'as l'asich da'ite v'en. Okay? Good. Siv chav dalet. Katan ha'yedeya lishma tefillin. Katan who knows how to watch himself, to watch over himself while he's wearing tefillin. Shleyafiach b'em, l'shiyoshim b'em. Aviv chayv l'knois le tefillin. Shenichem faz b'choyv to buy him tefillin to put on. Ve'achshem especially minik shemascha katan anich tefillin bezig im chadoshim. Koyim shenase b'en shleshes reshona. However, now the minik is that they do not put on before they are bar mitzvah. The kitzur brings down a minik 2 or 3 months before. Others have the minik a month before. Some people have the minik not even a day before. On the bar mitzvah itself, they start. Each person according to their minik. Meaning, even though the katan already at an earlier age is yedeya lishma tefillin, he knows how to watch himself. Still, we wait until bar mitzvah. Chav hei. This is all probably my guess is because once we already limited our wearing the tefillin to the least time possible, like we only wear b'shas tefillah, so too b'negeya a katan, we limit to the time that he needs to wear, which is bar mitzvah, or a month before to practice, 2 months before, 3 months before, whatever it is. Okay, chav hei, v'inyin anoch has tefillin b'chol hamayit. יש מחלוקת על פסקים וחילוקי מנהגים. זה מחלוקת על פסקים וחילוקי מנהגים. יש מקיימים שאחזו כדעת הפסקים שלא להניחן, ויש מקיימים שנהגים כדעת הפסקים להניחן, תפרן. על שהם מברכים להם בכל רם, just they don't make a ברכה עליהם בכל רם. Similarly, just like you don't make a ברכה עליהם בכל רם בבית הכנסת, כמו שהיום עשר שנה, so too, you don't walk in public places with it on. Then there's a third minik to put it on without brachas, right? Some achronim held to put it on without brachas. V'yesh lo lechavin shiv chalmoy loves man tefillin tiyanik ritzus ba'alma. He makes it tonight that if I'm mechayiv in tefillin, so it should be for the mitzvah. If not, then it should be just like ritzus ba'alma. V'avo b'yishenim mevarech. However, even though you're not making a brach on it. Like we explained earlier, this is still an Indian of Havaya Achas, but for Havaya Achas alone, you can be mafsik for Kaddish and Kedusha. But Zrichel Yizosh, I'm spelling basic Nesas Achas, lo yu k'tzas manichim, k'tzas ein manichim. There should be a minig in the place. K'nir de b'zeh v'ad ikim shum lois is good to do. Now, the evidence is it's a machlek story of Shainim, Toysis, my Katan Yates, Amin Aleph, the Sefer Yitim from Barcelona, the Rosh, the Rash Ben Tshuva writes, but he says, Ani Sefer She'im Anichem Shigam Heim Ois. Because it's also Ois. I was using to put up Tulna on Shabbos Yantiv, because Shabbos Yantiv is Ois, so it's a Zilzot to the Ois of Shabbos Yantiv if you're wearing another Ois. So he says, Chol Ma'id is also ice. Why? Shari Chol Shom Ma'id also b'chol Malacha Shari Malacha Zahavid U'malacha Doiraisi b'ma'id The Kula Tanoi Ma'isala Mikra b'chagiga. If you take a look in the beginning of Hilchus Chol Ma'id, there's a Bir Halach over there where he quotes a long list of Rishayim that hold that Malacha Chol Ma'id also Doiraisa, and then a long list of Rishayim that held that Malacha Chol Ma'id is a Drabanan. The Radvaz and others want to say, and especially then the Chuvas of Rajba also, that it could be it's totally in there. Those that hold that the Issa Malacha on Chalamayit is their Issa, they hold you don't put on tefillin. Those that hold that the Issa Malacha on Chalamayit is Drabanan, so they'll hold that you put on tefillin. There's a Chuvas of Moshe Sternbach, and Chuvas of Anagis Chedi Beis, Malam Beis. So there, he says he's told. Ulamaisik sharesi the kam balichuva sheila minik to balichuva that don't have minik. He told him not to put on a chol ma'id. He saw that they also stopped working on Chol Moed. Because when they, by not putting on tefillin, she hergishu she's a yontif. Ashafilu mizbalim mitzvah tefillin. Such a yontif they were even mizbalim mitzvah. So you see, they got a feeling of yontif from, and in Mimela they stopped working. But I'll go about him. Again, there's a different minhagim. Each person follows their minhag. The general meaning in Eretz Yisrael is not to put on tefillin. Rav Moshe has a tshuva chelik dalet sim kuf hei oisei, where he's talking about putting on tefillin on Chol Moed in Eretz Yisrael. So he says in Eretz Yisrael, where the Ikar Yishuv started off from Sfardim or Medina Sa'arvim, Shoisim roiv dvorm ka Rambam, or beikik ha beis Yosef, lo yinichu tefillin b'Chol Moed. Ve'elu shabo mi-Europe l'Eretz Yisrael ha'yir Rishayinim tamid ha'grov tamid ha'bal Shem Tov v'anshei Chabad she'gam ken le'menichin tefillin b'chol moed me'melu lo'y nasim minig d'Eretz Yisrael sh'loy lo'niach tefillin b'chol moed shemkeim ha'kivin shekva ato toshav Eretz Yisrael ato rashi linoig me'ayom k'minig Eretz Yisrael afshu midini d'araisa. Right? Amikom ha'kem ato roitza lo'niach tefillin misafi gam ken ato rashi says in Be'etzim you can be noig like the minhag Yisrael. However, in Mataroit Lanich Tefillin Misafi Gamken at the Rasha, you could. Ke'ev Shasha'ata Shekva Bo Harbin Miyurim, now a lot of people from Miyurim, Yish Gam Shemanich Tefillin. Ve'emokim Kvu Keis. Yish Harbin Sen Rishon, the Lekis Lanich Tefillin, even for those that don't put on, Avalim Mataroit Lanich Tefillin, who dafke Betsina Bebayis, who beloy Brocha. Ki Gam Vimkaimenu. So therefore, there are people that know that when the in Eretz Yisrael, once they're already living here in Eretz Yisrael, not to put on at all. But there are those that know that even if they decide to live here in Eretz Yisrael, they won't put on in public, but they'll put on betzina. There's also tshuvas written in the Beis Yitzchok to Shalom Meshev Shev Levi. If someone's father has the minig, if he could be mshana from the minig of their father, in this over here, the Shev Levi in Chelik Gimel Siman Yud Aleph his base talks about also a Ben Chutzlarz who came to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Hey Yais ki ala im aviv me Chutzlarz atzena kadosha, va aviv min hagil la niach chol moed, came to live in Eretz Yisrael, but his father's minig was to wear. V'nashu she'elos if there's beged about titash tesimecha. He says he doesn't have time to be marich on it. But says over here, he says, b'yisod adov v'nir she'en kan nidin shalal titash. Why? Because kim de kavi ke chumre de zoya b'med shanelam she'er shirim huva b'yis yosef kes mishna d'vi b'yis yazimach again. The cause of a shemati she mekedem hayu, manich noisem chol moed kishiz rosh, v'achach matzu. And they earlier they used to put on like the rosh, and then later on, they found the ksav of Rashbi that's also to put on. Akei nimnu malal nicham, v'ech shinu minig avoisam. So you see, right, how could the Beis Yosef say that they changed the minig? That v'az shenogu v'kibla atzem chumras rosh laniach chol moed. Okay, kivishin zgale mashlo yoda ain't kan al titash. So you see over here, there's no problem about titash. Va'af she'ini daima le gamri le nidin shalachem, because the benidin didan kva yodu avis ashkenazim b'chutzar z'divri azoya va'af apike nechmiru karash. So if so, then that was their minig. Still, akati amina the gamin hagam v'yodam rak v'chutzar it was only chutzar it. Chim shiyodu b'atzeinu akadash ha'minig api roiv. Not to put on, so therefore this doesn't go beged al titash. And it's doimah to what the Beis Yosef himself says, that they were neig like the Rosh, and then later on they changed. Omna kva shemati b'cheilo l'anich b'tzina b'lai bracha. However, I heard about those that put on without a bracha b'tzina. Avisei divreim nirdein is l'shanes. V'yadati sheish b'achrein ma'asamati minin z'av ein z'man iti fai. Agabon, so that's what it seems like the hachra is, that each person should. And then you have to be careful if you're davening in a shul where they have a minig to put on or not to put on. So be careful what to do in such a situation. Okay. Tomorrow we'll finish up Hilchos Tefillin, and then we'll mention a few others that we didn't mention yet.